The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Yes, this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show with Vincent Jenna. And guess what? I'm Vincent Jenna, and I'm coming to you live from Holly Springs, North Carolina. And how was everybody's Labor Day? And I hope it was fabulous. I hope that each of you had a chance to do something special this weekend, because it usually marks the end of the summer. No more white. We can't wear any white anymore, though we do get away with it over here in North Carolina because it's the warm weather lasts for such a long time. But remember that after Labor Day, the fashion statement is no white sandals, no white shoes, no white shorts. So remember that, women, if you're listening right now, if you follow fashion statements and the time of year and what everything should be, I wonder if that helps to get everything in alignment. I don't think so. But yes, we had fun. We were down at Topsail Island with our friends this time, and whose beach home it is. And we had a fabulous time. We always do when we get together. A lot of fun, a lot of laughs. We love playing cards and board games. I don't know if anybody has ever played Catan before, but what a strategic game. And it is long, but it's a lot of fun. And it makes you think. Makes you think. You get to set up roads and settlements and cities on a playing board. So it's very cool, you know. Makes you relive possibly a past life. You know, that's what I do when I play the game. And I look in the wilderness and I look to see where I might have lived or built my own little shack and home and raised a family when I was a cowboy. Oh, I know I was a cowboy. I even have a Stetson's cowboy hat now because I was so drawn to it. And I was the manager of a country western nightclub. And that's when country and western was used together to describe country songs. Mickey Gillis was very famous at the time. And he had a cover band that was much like him. And we used to have that band come to the Yellow Rose in New Jersey, and it was an old roller rink converted into a nightclub. And the reason why the owner bought it is to do dances there all the time. So during the week, the bands would be there and everybody would come and do a two-step and buy a beer, and sometimes split it amongst four people, one beer, to have a very cheap night. Or they had beer and water and diluted it so that they could make the beer last longer. Whoa. So, yes, I just found out that the Yellow Rose burnt down just this past weekend. Horrible. Sadness. But I guess it was going up until then. But yes, I was the manager there because I used to be a bartender. One of my bread and butter jobs while I was pursuing a full-time career in the entertainment industry. And that's while I was psychic at the same time. I was a psychic medium during that time. And again, remember, I didn't use my abilities then. I had resisted using those gifts, or I may have been using them just part-time and doing psychic readings at psychic fair that I was a part of. We traveled up and down Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. Anybody who's familiar with that? Yeah, I resisted. But now is not the time to resist. Today's show is about fulfillment and the universal energy. We have I mean, I can't believe it's September. This is the first show, second show of September. Last week was the first. We're already 2 weeks, well, week and a half into September. And we have the rest of September, October, November, December. You have 4 months left in the year 2021. We're going into 2022 in just 4 months. Crazy, crazy as it seems. But 2021 is about fulfillment, and that's what today's show is going to be about. Is, are you fulfilling your dreams? Have you put them in motion? Are you taking advantage of the universal energy? That is the question. Are you taking advantage of the universal energy this year? Last year was about expansion, an explosion of energy. And if you were in a positive world and state of mind and realm and walking the light path or the path, spiritual path of any kind, then you were going to be bolstered forward, moved forward quickly, rapidly. An expansion of wherever your mindset was going to occur. If you are out walking the dark side, in other words, negative, fearful, angry, which also fed into your health issues, you were going to be hit hard with that energy, as people were, right? With the pandemic, with the coronavirus, as well as with everything else that the coronavirus brought up. And I said at the beginning of 2021, now this is a universal energy of fulfillment. Fulfillment. 2022 is not going to be like that. It's not going to be about fulfilling anything. And I'll talk about that later on in the year, what I'm already getting, what I'm already feeling. So you have 4 months left to put into action, to put into play any of your dreams, any of your desires, any of your goals. Do you know what they are even? Everybody should have a desire statement written somewhere or on your vision board somewhere. I know we had a home group and we narrowed our vision statement or dream statement or desire statement all the way down so that it could fit on a little 2x3 card that we carried in our wallets, and women in your purses. And we carried that card on us so that we could take it out every so often to remind ourselves of what our desire is. And a vision board works the same way. You put pictures on it of all your dreams. Well, there's a lot of vision boards out there, and there's a lot of people who swear by them, and there's a lot of other people who say, well, nothing's happening. I've got all these beautiful pictures on my vision board, and nothing's happening. And that, again, is because you're diluting your energy. You're diluting your focus. The universe and the law of attraction and the law of manifesting, which is the same thing, that title is interchangeable, requires focused connection and focused intention. In my class that I've been teaching over the past 4 weeks, Are You Using All Your Power? Which, oh, by the way, oh my gosh, people were expanding, exploding. People who've never had these experiences before in their life saw their lives turning around in just within the first week of the class, which I'm thrilled with, because that means that they're committed to it and they're putting the time in and the work in. And we talked a lot about focus and intention. Unfortunately, because there is so much, you know, it's wonderful to have a lot of authors and to have a lot of people writing about the same thing so that you can approach a concept from different sides. However, sometimes what that does is if each person's contribution to that concept adds some other caveat, or some other explanation that we haven't heard before. Now we've got all these different interpretations once again about how now to use the law of attraction and manifesting, and it can become confusing. For example, there are many people who say that once you put something into the law of attraction, you have to surrender it and not hold on to it. Well, what the hell does that mean? Not hold on to it, not want it anymore, not think about it anymore, not put any intention or attention to it? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It's quite confusing when they've said that. Even I myself was confused until I figured it out and made it work the right way. And remember, anything that I'm teaching you or I share with you on my radio show is proven concepts and philosophies and theories. And they've been proven through people applying them and having the evidence of the application as working. So understand that. I don't pull this stuff out and just turn around and say, oh, yes, this is the way it works. If I'm saying it, it's because I have evidence of it. So how do you put your intention into the universe? How do you take advantage? That's what I really do want to talk about in this show. How do we use the rest of this year to make sure that we're taking advantage of this energy? I mean, it's free right now. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything to tap into the universal energy right now. Others see it as, you know, astrological stuff and planetary stuff and aspects. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. It's energy. And it is moving people forward into their direction. Those who don't have a direction are finding themselves up against a wall and banging up against the wall. Why? Because energy once put into motion cannot be stopped by a lesser force. It can only be stopped by a greater force or an equal to force. And while we're living on this planet, we're in a lesser form. Even though we're unlimited. Remember, our souls are unlimited, but the human body is not. And that's why we want to tap into our souls to help control the human body and to keep us from smacking into the walls. And without direction, you're going to be pushed into the wall. The energy, it just keeps pushing you. Bang, 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 bang. You know, you ever see those conveyor belts at warehouses, right? And people are supposed to be stacking up and piling up things. And the first thing that comes to mind is Lucy and Ethel at the chocolate factory, that episode where the chocolates are coming off of the conveyor belt and all they have to do is wrap them and put them back on the belt again. And, it looks like they're doing so well because they're actually eating some of them and they don't want the boss to know that there are a couple that have been slipping off without wrappers on it, that the boss speeds it up. And all of a sudden you see the chocolates coming and they're going off and off and off and off and falling all over the place, right? They have a losing battle going. Well, that's exactly what happens when you don't have direction. Your energy keeps going, your conveyor belt keeps going, and you're just flying off, flying off, flying off, doing nothing. Not accumulating anything. But if you have direction, if you have an idea, and if you have intention, you're directing it. So here's another vision. Here's another vision. And this vision is used a lot. I've heard it at several Unity services as well as Center for Spiritual Living services, right? Ernest Holmes services. The concept of being in a rowboat and going with the flow of the river. Okay. Yes, you want to be in that rowboat and you want to go with the flow of the river. And right now, the flow of the river is moving everybody into a forward direction towards their dream. Now, here's the difference. And they never, ever include this part, which I find really interesting. I would never put myself in a rowboat on a river and go with the flow without having oars to constantly direct me. That's right. Think about this. What happens to that rowboat if it's not being directed and it's allowed to just flow freely down the river? It can hit into the banks. It can hit into the rocks ahead. It certainly can get caught up in the different river issues, right? With little waterfalls and right? You ever go rafting before? And you get the rough water? It certainly can get caught up there and banged into stuff. And you can absolutely get hurt, if not drown to death. So what you need to do is you need to direct the boat or the raft, whatever you want to choose as your vehicle going down the river. You need oars, paddles to steer your way. I mean, I remember being in a raft going down one of those rapids, and it was a class 4. I think there's 5 classes of rapids, and it was a 4, so it was pretty hefty. And we had paddles, and damn, did we have to paddle and get away from those rocks and make sure we took certain paths when it got really rough. And then there were times that we could just pull up the paddles and just go smoothly. That's when the water was nice and smooth and there was nothing to bang into. But the rest of the time, we were using those paddles to direct us. So you need to direct yourself. So the concept of surrendering is a misnomer. There's a little fallacy built into it. Because you never really let go of directing your energy towards your dream. I'll tell you what you need to surrender, and they haven't explained that enough. So I'm explaining it to you now. So you want to have a dream. If you want to call it a goal, I hate the word goal. I like the word dream. Dream sounds nicer. And yes, dreams can be goals and made to come true. Obviously, they're not fantasies. Naturally, a dream without you directing it then becomes a fantasy because nothing gets done. So let's just consider them dreams. That part, desires, whatever you want to call it in that way that makes you feel comfortable. You need to know what it is. You need to know where are you directing your force. So, for example, say you want a very fulfilling job. Don't turn around and put into the universe, I want a job. Otherwise, you will get that call from Walmart or some company that you didn't want to necessarily work for. If you want to work for them, fabulous. But if you didn't want to work for them, don't just ask for a job, because now you're just putting out there in the universe a desire to get a salary and a paycheck. And there's so many places to do that in and with. What type of job do you want? How rewarding is it? How time consuming is it? Is it flexible so that you can do other things? Does it make an impact on other people's lives? Is that what you would like to do? Those are all things you need to know when you put information into the universe and a desire and a goal into the universe. Relationship. What type of relationship do you want? You want a lover relationship or do you want just a close friend relationship? What do you want? Just acquaintance relationship. So you have at least somebody to maybe go and have a coffee with, but nothing deeper than that because you don't need the responsibility. Whatever. Deep love relationship will come out with some of your traits, since like attracts like, and put into the universe the type of relationship you want. Don't assume, well, the universe knows what I want because God is part of it and God is you and you are God. So you think that just because you put that in there, just remember the source, the power that you are putting these desires into, the law of attraction or the law of manifesting, whatever you want to call it, God's power, source's power and energy, it alone has no mind. Therefore, it cannot direct your intentions. Only you can do that. Or spirit, if you want a little help with that. Hey, God, do me a favor. All right? You're knowing that right now I want my book to be done. Okay? So I'm asking you to help me put the intention in and the energy in for me to gain that focus and that power and have all the words come to me within the next couple of months. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm focusing on. So help me there, God, with that intention. Put your intention in with mine. You ever do that? Do you ever ask God to help you with your intention that way? Not God, whatever you would like for me. I know God and spirit is really tired of hearing that because its response is, well, what do you want? Well, whatever you want for me. Well, I only want what you really want for yourself. Well, whatever it is, it's okay. Well, you've got a lot of different desires inside of you. Which one is it? God does not determine what you should have. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to turn ourselves over to our archangels and to spirit? Remember, God, thy will be done. That's not what Jesus meant when he said that, thy will be done. The highest will I want for myself is meant to be done. And the source is going to help us achieve that. And it knows sometimes better, which is why it can help us influence it. Or if we say, well, I think this is it that I want. I think this is it. Will you let me know, okay? Just let me know if this is it or not. If not, it's okay. But if it is, then help me make it happen. Or show me something else I'm supposed to be doing. See, that's different than just saying, whatever you want for me, God, is what I'll have. That is not thy will be done. Thy means us, to us. We're talking to ourselves. The prayer, the Lord's Prayer, is a prayer to yourself to connect the lowest part of you to the highest part of you. That's what that prayer is about. Because we are on earth as it is in heaven. So whatever is my highest living realm, I want it to occur here as well. All of that, right? We keep comparing, and that's what Jesus is saying. Let it be one. So it's important that you know what you want, or at least think you know what you want. And it's important to start stating it. And then, of course, we always save ourselves by saying this or something better. This or whatever my higher self has originally chosen. You know, remember, I thought I was supposed to be a professional singer, actor, and dancer. Now, it's not that I got rid of that desire totally, because quite honestly, if there's anybody listening right now that can get me onto Broadway, go ahead, let me know, because I'd still love to do Broadway sometime before I die. That's on my bucket list, and I will do Broadway. I know it, because it is such a strong desire inside of me. But I thought I was supposed to do that full time. And when I finally, and we'll talk about surrender, that's my New York accent, surrender, or surrendering. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the hour. And when I finally just allowed then what was to happen, then all of a sudden this occurred, and I became this full-time spiritual and psychic therapist and medium and animal communicator and alien communicator and helper of people and all of that, right? Spiritual teacher, educator, tutor. That all became possible because I thought I interpreted what I was meant to do. But again, understand something. I had to finally say, even though it kept being presented to me, yes, Vince, this is what you're meant to do. You're asking, what are you supposed to do? This is what you're meant to do. Here it is. Oh, okay, you're still not going to take that. All right, okay, all right, we'll wait. Okay, remember, this is what you're meant to do. And I kept being told, this is what you're meant to do. And it took me quite some time before I decided, okay, I'll do it full time. So it's still your free will, your choice. You got to understand that. So what is this surrender then? Why is it included in the definition of how to obtain anything from the law of attraction? We're going to talk about that on the other side of this commercial break. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show on Unity Online Radio, and this is your host, psychic therapist, spiritual teacher, Vincent Jenna, coming to you live, and I'll be coming to you live on the other side of the commercial. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Thank you for joining me today.
Experience the difference. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world. Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Hello, 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 everyone listening, and thank you for joining me today. And if you are just joining me, I have been talking about taking advantage of the universal energy for the next 4 months of fulfillment, the energy of fulfillment. There isn't a better word that I can use for what is going on in the universe today, but the way the planets are aligned and the way the vibrational forces are flowing, if you have a dream, a desire, a goal, for lack of a better word, an intention, you have more of a chance of making that occur, at least, if not fulfilling it completely, at least getting it going during this year, 2021. And just so that you know, the energy isn't depleted now just because you're waiting until the end of the year. There was just as much energy now as there was when the year first started. That is not the way the universe works. And when the planets are aligned that way, the energy is from beginning to end. So take advantage. Otherwise, things are shifting in 2022. They are shifting. But right now, we're talking about 2021, and we're talking about how to start fulfilling your dreams and desires. And at the beginning part of the show, I told everybody that you should be writing out a dream statement. Get a journal of some kind, get a fancy one if you want. Make it really nice and pretty so that you can turn to it. It feels good. It's like your own little book that you've published yourself. I have mine, and I take all different notes in it. Sometimes I do affirmations and practice different things. Sometimes I put down also new desires and dreams. Sometimes I put down my inspirations for my classes that I like to teach. Matter of fact, I just made a note of a new class that I want to teach called about trancing, really being able to learn how to trance, and anybody can learn how to trance, even if you've never done anything psychically or mediumship-wise at all. So be on the lookout for that. But right now we're talking about manifesting. And so you're supposed to set a dream, which is good, and writing it down absolutely helps you focus your intention better. And as you write it down, even if it's all fluffy and pretty sounding, that's great. That's fabulous. You do not want it too general. You do not want it too overwordy. Universe doesn't need words. It needs your focus. And you don't want it to be a generalized statement. Like I said earlier, I want a job. That's not what you want to put down. I want a job that is best going to use all my skills and talents. I want the job to be flexible enough so that it doesn't take up all my time, so I can continue to live the life I choose. I want my colleagues to be considerate, easygoing, and a team attitudes amongst them all that we can work together. I want my work to be recognized when I do good work. So things like that you want to put in. Now, you've also been told not to use the word want. Oh, my God. Yes, of course. We should never say the word want, because then that keeps us in a wanting frame of mind. If you want something, it means you don't have it. Right? But people, let's not get so technical. In order for you to know what a dream is, you have to know what you want. Or another word for it is desire. What do you desire? It's the same thing as want. You need to want. As a matter of fact, the reason why that is a fallacy in the definition of how to attract and tap into the law of attraction and how to manifest is because even Jesus said in the Bible, in one of his parables, that it's okay to want more. He used the word want. Want more of something good, because it tasted good, it felt good. Now you want more of it, but you have to want it, desire it, and you have to want it so much that that want alone helps to inspire you to take action. Now there's a part that's interesting, the action part. But first, acknowledge your wants. What do you want? What do you want out of life? And you've got to believe it's attainable, attainable, attainable. You have to believe that there's where we're unlimited and we can tap into the spiritual side, the energy side of who we are, the power side of who we are, to manifest it and bring it into this physical dimension. Most of the things you will want, you already set up for yourself before you got here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be wanting them. Inspiration and desire are signals of things you've created. That's why one person will want and desire something completely different than another person. It's only sometimes when we see, and that's the kid in us actually, and that's what causes wars and battles and fights, is when you see what another person has and you think you need it and want that too. Oh, I want that. Right? So two kids are playing, and this is the definition of how battles start about power. Two kids are playing with their toys. And there's a couple of toys left in the middle of the room that nobody is playing with. And one of the kids goes over and decides to take one of those toys. Oh, now I want to play with this toy. The other kid notices that. Usually, the moment the other kid notices that another toy was taken, all of a sudden, he or she wants that same exact toy. Only because the other one now has it and looks like he or she is having fun with it. So that must mean I'll have fun with it. Now I want that one. And the fight pursues. Until the parent comes along and takes the toys away from both of them. Now you can't play with the toys at all. And that's exactly what's going on today. It's the same thing. That's what false desire is about. You only desire it because the other person has it, not because you truly want it. Because the fight would stop if the kid who actually took it says, you know what, I really not in the mood to play with this toy. If you want to play with it, go ahead. And then the funny thing is, once the kid puts that toy down, the other one doesn't want it either. It was part of the idea of the power that I can take this from you, or I want it now. And now I'll have all the fun. I'll have all the power. I'll have all the territory. I'll have all the land. I'll have all the control over everybody. You see, that's what makes people feel like they're unlimited beings, is if they can control and take everything from everybody else. And that's not the way you gain that power. That's from recognizing, well, here's the reason why people want that and they go after it, because they don't already realize how unlimited they already are. They forgot because of their stories. So if you desire something, chances are you already put that into play before you got here. Now, the only energy you need to exhaust is to manifest that into this physical dimension where you're living now. That's the reason why you need focus, because you've got to get that energy past this dimension into another dimension. So maybe if you have that visualization, you'll understand a little bit better on how this works. So let's use land masses here. And let's say here in the United States, where you're living, and I know you're listening to me from all over the world, and Canada too. And you want something, but it's located in Japan. Well, you have to make sure you write down the details well enough to reach from the United States to Japan. Now, of course, we have email, but even then, they speak a different language. It's a different energy over in Japan. You want to make sure that the details are correct. So, for example, if you say, I need a battery, I want a battery, and if you just sent that statement over to Japan, they have a million and one different types of batteries. You have no idea what you're going to get in return. You have to tell them the specific battery you need. And every battery has a number on it, right? And it could be anything. It doesn't matter what it is. But you have to tell them exactly what you need in order for it to reach the person who's going to fulfill that order. Okay. So now, where your desire is already sitting and waiting is in another dimension. Even though the force can be tapped into here in this dimension, you're basically sending everything to another dimension. It has to go to another dimension in order to make what you want happen and occur. The dimension that's connected to everything. Oh, look, the Amazon warehouse, okay? Amazon has everything now. So this law of attraction is like Amazon. It has everything. I don't know. Maybe Amazon is going to beat out the law of attraction. Maybe you should just write to Amazon. They're going to tap into everything, and maybe they can have your dreams fulfilled instead of the law of attraction. They've got everything else. But you put the order in, and you're specific about what you want. Don't just order a bathing suit. Don't just order pots and pans. You'll get a whole selection of items. So you've got to put in what it is you absolutely want. And when you do that, it directs it to the right department. It directs it to the right dimension. And now it taps into, well, wait a minute, this is something that she created, he created before they incarnated on the physical plane. So, all right, it reached here. Let's send it to them now. We got it. We got it. 2-day delivery. Boom. There you go. And the fabulous thing about manifesting, it doesn't even have to be 2 days. It could be 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, something happens. A buzzer at the door, a knock, or somebody sends you an email, a telephone call. All of a sudden, you've got what you wanted. And all you did was just sit there. This has happened to me over and over and over again. I'm still just trying to figure out how to complete what I've been bringing in, which is interesting. Now, surrendering, what do you then do? You put your order in, you attend to your order, you desire your order, you want your order. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is who I am. I love this. That and passion, that is what focuses passion and intensity to your intention. Passion and intensity to your intention. What is this statement? What you resist, you get. What you get, you resist. I don't know. Why keep forgetting that one too? Here's what you let go of. Let go of the idea that your complete happiness is based on that desire, that dream. Let go of it to need it to be only that. Like I said, this or something better concept. I mean, you may be adjusting it a little bit wrong, interpreting it a little bit wrong, and this isn't what your soul really wanted. This isn't, maybe this was adjusted because of time or because of just a misinterpretation of your abilities and talents, right? Maybe you thought you were meant to be a journalist with your writing, and in actuality, you were meant to write children's novels. Well, you don't know that until you then go, okay, all right, okay. Like for me, television show. I wanted a television show. That's not a surprise to anybody. I've wanted a television show. But maybe it's not the television, and I want the television show to get me out there. You got to remember, why is it that you want what you want? And that's the other part of this. Why is it that you want what you want? I want a television show to be able to get out there and reach a ton of people constantly. Well, there's other ways of doing that. So therefore, what I'm surrendering is the way it's got to look. So, okay, if you're going to get me out there and reach millions of people another way, oh, so be it. It's okay. Go ahead. Go for it. Let me know how that is. Show it to me. Bring it on, universe. See, there's a difference. And no, I've got to have a television show. If it's not a television show, I'm going to die. That's what I'm surrendering. I got to let go of that. I'm not going to die. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be fine. I've been fine so far, and I still haven't done a major television show. But guess what? I might not have my own television show, but in 1 week, I did 10 television shows all over the United States. So it was as if I did a national show. Okay, so I didn't do 50 states. I did some television shows over in the UK as well. They saw me over there. So I got out, and my message got out, right? And maybe if I want it to be a little bit different, I've got to focus that intention more and go, okay, God, Spirit, help me define that better. And I'm putting my energy back out. Go for it. Go now. And then understand also, here's part of the surrendering as well, is the timing element. If you're asking Spirit to help you, then let it. So if you say, all right, help me, let's make this happen at the right time, even though I want it now. So let it happen. And spirit's going, okay, well, wait, now is not the best time. I'm seeing something better just a couple of months from now, so hold on. I know you say you want it now, but you're also asking me to help you, so I'm going to hold on to this, help you hold on to it. Just wait. It's coming. Hold on. And that's where you want some flexibility. You want the flexibility. What you're surrendering is your hold on it. You want and your total control of it. You want to be flexible enough to have others help you. There you go. You have to be flexible enough in your dream, in your goal, in your desire statement to have the universal participants help you. Be it the archangels, be it spirit, be it ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, whoever, Muhammad, be it your deceased loved ones, whoever wants to help you, and there are plenty who want to help you, believe me. They can't fight you, remember that, because of your free will, and it's your life, they cannot make anything happen for you, so you've got to just let go a bit. Let go of the hold of it. Maybe that's a better understanding that should be taught. Let go of holding on to it so tightly that nobody else can help you. That's what surrendering really means. It's not a matter of letting go of your desire. You're not going to let go of your desire until it occurs. Let's face it. Who can do that? Who can have a dream and say, but if it's not meant to be, I'm okay with that? That's denial. That's bull crap. I'm sorry. Everybody wants what they want. And the more you keep letting it go, and the more you keep, you know, saying, well, I'm not going to want it anymore because it's not meant to be. Also understand again, pay attention to what it is you truly, really want. And then be flexible enough if it shows up in a different way, but it still fulfills what you want. I've never been told to let go of what I want. I've actually been told to want it more, but better. And believe I deserve it. Believe I deserve it. Believe I deserve it. Believe I deserve it. I can say that 100 times because it's not enough. Believe I deserve my dreams to be fulfilled. Do you deserve your dreams to be fulfilled? You know, people are afraid of having their dreams come true because then they don't know what to dream next, or they're afraid they'll be bored with having their dreams come true. Or they're afraid they'll lose their dream. Those are all reasons why people stop themselves from achieving their dreams. And Willy Wonka said it best. He really did. I loved it. I loved Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original one, please, with Gene Wilder. Oh, my God. Good Lord. The other ones didn't matter. With Johnny Depp, give me a break. But Gene Wilder was fabulous. And at the end, they're in the Wonkavator, the elevator, with Charlie, Grandpa, and Willy. And the Wonkavator goes blowing out of the Chocolate Factory into the air, flying all over the town, looking at the town. Charlie can see his family's home. And Willy asks Charlie one final question. Do you know what happened to the man who got everything he ever wanted? And Charlie said, no, what? He lived happily ever after. And that's what we're meant to do, people. We're meant to live happily ever after. We're not meant to give up our desires because we're nobody. We're not meant to let go of our dreams because we don't deserve them. That's what we believe, and that's what's stopping us from having them. So if your desires aren't happening, I want you to write me. Write me at info@vincentjenna.com. All those of you who are listening, if your true dream is not occurring, write me. And I'll respond back to you and let you know possibly why it's not occurring. It could be the way your dream is formulated. It could be that you're not writing your real dream. You're writing what you think you want rather than what you know you want. And make sure your dream is reasonable within the realm of spirituality. So to want to win the lottery is not a proper dream. Win the lottery. I want to win the lottery. I got to win the lottery. I want to win the lottery. Because what you're wishing for is just money. Money is not an attainable item unto itself. It's a result of fulfilling your dream and using your talents and abilities. It's a result. It's a payoff. You don't, in other words, you don't have to wish for all the candy in the world to make sure you always have enough candy, right? You want to be able to obtain what's going to afford you the ability to get all the candy you want. You want to be able to attain a dream that is going to lay abundance in front of you. You want to obtain different things, and whether they be other part-time things you're involved in, your own business, whatever. Abundance can come in so many different ways. It could also come in the way of a lottery. But what you're seeking in life then is to have an abundance of love, abundance of fulfillment, an abundance of finances, an abundance of wellness and health. So that's what you can dream for. But to turn around and say, you know, I want to win the lottery so I never have to work again and I can retire, that's baloney and nonsense, because there is another way of retiring that the universe can say yes to, and that's just taking you to the other side. There, you're retired. Now you don't even need money. So that's not what's going to bring happiness. Remember, money doesn't bring happiness. But you can have money and add to your happiness with it. So the universe and the law of attraction can only bring you that which is sustaining substance and happiness and fulfillment and true fulfillment. Remember, if you asked for money and you wanted to make money, maybe a loved one that has a lot of money, whether it be a family member, a parent, or somebody like that, can wind up dying and you're in the will and now you're going to get some money. So that's a way that that can be fulfilled. Remember, the universe doesn't think, it just makes happen. You're reaching out into another dimension, being in purposeful. Let this year work for you, people. We've reached the end of my hour today. Let the rest of this year work for you. Next week, we're going to be talking about the fifth dimension. Is it just a singing group? Let's talk about that. We touched on that subject, but I want to talk more because people have been asking me about it. So this is Vincent Jenna. I'm your psychic therapist and spiritual teacher, and this is Stop Stopping Yourself on Unity Online Radio. Stay tuned for all the other wonderful, wonderful hosts coming up. Dr. Dream, Kelly Sullivan Walden is right after me. Everybody have a fabulous week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.